Today's Mishnah Chachma is short and sweet. Parshat Shalach, we have the story of the Meraglim, and we tend to focus on the two good Meraglim. Everybody knows Yeshua and Kalev. What do we know about the other Meraglim? And we know some of the Mefarshim fill in that we know about them as a group. That all the Meraglim were really great people. Don't think of them as ten Rishayim. These were the leaders that Moshe chose to be the Meraglim. And the Mishnah Chachma provides an interesting factoid detail about one of the Meraglim. The Pasuk tells us regarding from Shevet Yosef, it says, Mate Yosef, the Mate Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. Who did he choose for Shevet Yosef? He chose from Shevet Menashe, Gadi Ben Susi. So the Mishnah Chachma tells us that Gadi Ben Susi comes from a specific half of Shevet Menashe. We know that eventually in the story that when Am Yisrael come to enter Eretz Yisrael and settle in Eretz Yisrael, so beforehand, Shevet Reuben and Shevet Gad come to Moshe and say, Moshe, we don't want to enter Eretz Yisrael, we want to stay here in Eretz Yarden, which is really good for our cattle. When eventually Am Yisrael does enter Eretz Yisrael and they do split up the land, actually half of Shevet Menashe joined Shevet Reuben and Gad in Eretz Yarden. So says the Mishnah Chachma, Moshe knew that was going to happen. Moshe has Ruach HaKodesh, he's a Navi. So Moshe had a plan. What was Moshe's plan? I can choose from Shevet Yosef, somebody from which half of Shevet Menashe? I will choose somebody from the half of Shevet Menashe that's going to choose to live in Eretz Yisrael. Meaning he chose not those who are going to choose their money and their material goods over their life of spirituality in Eretz Yisrael, but those who were going to choose Eretz Yisrael over their money. Now this is an especially important Yerusha Mesorah in the Shevet of Yosef, because Shevet Yosef, what do we know about Yosef HaTzadik? Yosef HaTzadik never forgot his identity of having lived in Eretz Yisrael. He tells Paro, "Gunafti meretz Ephraim, I was stolen from the land of the Hebrews." And what does he make Am Yisrael swear to do to him on his deathbed? Take me out of here! Don't let me stay. They're going to bury him in Mitzrayim, whatever they do to kings, and shrine him in a tomb or a pyramid somewhere. But when that's done, take me out of here and take me with you. Bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Chivat Haaretz runs through the veins of Yosef HaTzadik. And Moshe said, you know what I'm going to do for Shevet? Whom am I going to choose as the leader of Shevet Yosef to be the spy? I'm going to choose somebody who should have that Yerusha from Yosef as well. Somebody who is part of those who will choose to live in Eretz Yisrael over choosing to live in Eretz Yarden, which is good for their crop. And then, so therefore, that's the factoid that the Mishnah Chachma tells us about Gadi Ben Susi. And the last four words, I don't know if the exclamation point is really part of the Mishnah Chachma, if different gears, so would add the exclamation point, but he adds in and says, V'chol zeh lo hoil. And all that was for naught. Didn't work. Moshe tried to make sure to send the Meragel, who is going to be one who might have Chivat Haaretz coursing through his veins. But that didn't work. As the saying goes, man plans and God laughs. You need Siyata Dishmaya. Even when you have great intentions, what was Moshe's intention here? To try to get Chivat Haaretz to the rest of the nation, to the rest of the Meraglim and the rest of the people. And they're sending spies. So his goal, he had lofty, idealistic goals. Nonetheless, that didn't work. So we have very important lessons here. A, in terms of Chivat Haaretz. B, in terms of finding meaning in even seemingly routine psukim, just list the names. But third, the very important lesson that the Mishnah Chachma tells us is that sometimes you make plans even with the greatest of goals and not everything works out. And a lot of times people in life might feel frustrations and, oh, I wanted to do so much good and it didn't work out. Here we have Moshe Rabbeinu. No less than Moshe Rabbeinu made great plans, with great intentions, and even for him, it didn't work out. So we should keep that in mind. That doesn't mean don't make plans, and that you should continue to do that, and you should try to do good, but realize that not everything works out. And that's the important lesson you could get from this very tiny, short and sweet Meshech Chachma in this week's Parsha.